Right, it's tap end time. What are we doing today, Chris?
What I thought I'd do is I'll take us to the 11th year.
Okay, then, so let's go back to the 11th year of your actual life. Everybody, relax and enjoy Tuesday's 24 years at the tap end.
Ready?
Ready.
Looking back at my time at the tap end, as a youngster, I often bowed down to authority and had a good general sense of morals. I think a large amount of this came from being a Cub Scout, but also at school I generally did what I was told. I was a member of my primary school choir, which if I remember correctly, involved 1 hour after school training and a lunchtime training session.
Training?
I don't know what the word for it, for practice?
Yeah.
Practice.
Choir rehearsal. Sorry, I wrote that wrong.
That's right. Did you change that in the book or just leave it as is?
Just do a footnote.
Footnote.
A little asterisk.
Yeah.
We must have been good, as one day we were invited to the Barbican with a load of other schools to perform in a concert. The only condition was that I had to do so dressed as an elf, with a costume made from bin bags. I never questioned it at the time, but looking back, I wonder why I did it. It was a pretty average primary school that I went to, Cannon Lane in Pinner, but some of my happiest memories looking back come from that place. Every day, we would have school assembly, where the whole upper school would sit cross-legged on the hall floor as teachers took it in turns to tell us stories. It was also an opportunity for everyone to exchange information, such as sports results and local news.
Was there always a girl plaiting another girl's hair?
True.
Always?
Always, yeah.
Every assembly.
And it was quite uncomfortable thinking about it, because we're just on the hall floor, you know?
Yeah.
In my position of vice captain of the Year 6 football team, I often had to give reports on the latest results and team performances. It wasn't a role I had asked for, but a role I was chosen to do, and I was often criticised for my team reports. One time, me and Bobby had forgotten to write the football report. The girls on before smashed it with their netball one, and as we were called up, me and Bobby decided to blag it. Pretending to read from a blank piece of paper, it fooled no one, and me and Bobby were sentenced to 3 lunchtime detentions, which was harsh in my opinion.
Sentenced?
Yeah.
Like prison?
Yeah. Well, for a person that age, that, you know, was the equivalent.
I didn't think you got detention at primary school.
Yeah, well, you missed your lunchtime. It wasn't in my upper school.
You weren't allowed to go out to play? Yeah, yeah.
Play football, yeah. Yeah, it was more like a ban. We would also have to sing hymns. At the end of every assembly, the projector screen would come down with the words, and Mrs. Hall would play the piano as we sung a variety of tunes. Generally, they were hymns, songs like Give Me Joy in My Heart.
That's a good one.
We used to do that.
That's
one
a good
as
one.
Well.
Think of a World Without Any Flowers.
What is that?
And yeah, we had that.
And the banger, Kumbaya.
Yes.
Can't go wrong with that, it's a classic.
Everyone's done Kumbaya.
Everyone.
My favourite one, however, was a tune called The Circle Game. This was my favourite one, as the chorus goes, and the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. Always at this point in assemblies, we would all jump up and then quickly sit back down.
Did your school make this song up? Because I've never heard of it in my life.
No, I haven't.
It's an actual tune, yeah. It talks about the ponies, but when they say they go up and down, all the boys used to, so we'd wait for it, sort of crouch, and then when they said up, we'd jump up. And then jump back down. The teachers, it was like whack-a-mole. The teachers didn't like it. They would try and sort of...
They tried to stop it.
Yeah. The teachers didn't like this, but it was a laugh. We also had to sing a couple of songs that, when I look back, weren't hymns. I remember one called Top of the World, which I've just Googled now, and turns out it was a song by a group called The Carpenters. If you are using the soundtrack with this autobiography, press play now.
All right, I'll press play. I'm on the top of the world, looking tune down on creation, and the only
explanation I can find. You see, this was a good one because it meant that one teacher could play the guitar.
Yeah. Since you've
been around, we used to have a man come in called Mr. Strange, and he used to play this one.
It's not a hymn, though, is it?
No, but they just like to show off on the guitar.
He was actually called Mr. Strange. He's famous in, like, the Southwest.
Is he?
Yeah. It wasn't a name that we gave him. That's what he was called. And he used to come in, sing songs about God with his guitar.
Another one.
I'm going to see if he's got a website.
Okay.
Another one was a tune by Carole King called You've Got a Friend. Press play now. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am. Again, not a hymn.
No. But a song with a nice sentiment.
We used to sing this as a hymn, but looking back now, it was probably just Mrs. Hall's favourite tunes that we were performing. Which is, I don't think teachers should be allowed that. I mean, nowadays, if you were a teacher, like, what could I get the kids to sing?
You
like,
just have them all doing Pitbull.
Yeah, or Tiny Temper.
No, you'd be, I tell you what you'd be getting them to do, N-dubs.
Yeah, you definitely. Would. You need one with, like, a loose, like, moral, something yeah. positive. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I still think Pitbull. I don't play football, but I've touched down everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run everywhere, everywhere. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce, and the places on the globe I ain't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, Pit, you can have me and my sister. What, it teaches you about the world?
Yeah.
And about relationships.
True.
Not that he's ever had one.
I remember one exciting assembly in year six. Two ladies from the BBC came in to tell us that my school was going to be on a CBBC show called To Me To You, which was a game show presented by the Chuckle Brothers, where two schools compete to win a stack of prizes, generally board games, through a load of challenges and competitions on the set of a desert island. I found a few clips of this show on the internet.
How did they do that?
Oh, they won a coconut.
Ooh.
And what do coconuts make?
Coconuts make prizes.
So let's see a coconut.
Dear, oh dear.
I don't remember the catchphrase being coconuts get prizes.
Yeah, coconuts make prizes.
The team that gets the most coconuts at the end of the game wins a special celebrity prize.
They certainly do, but it's not all over yet. We've got plenty of time to get some coconuts.
Right.
So you had to collect coconuts, was the basic premise of it. It was a lucky dip as to who would go to represent the school in the crowd, but I was one of the lucky ones. Unfortunately, I wasn't even allowed to apply to be one of the contestants after a disastrous and controversial experience earlier in the year when I was a contestant on a show called Get Your Own Back.
Oh, are we going to go through this again?
No, I thought I'd just skim through it. Mm. I know we've all heard that I was wronged.
Mm-hmm.
All the same, we were bussed to the BBC in London, 30 of us against 30 others from another school. It all got a bit rowdy. It was a tense game. The main aim was to collect coconuts, as coconuts make prizes.
If I help you answer this correctly, you win a coconut. Here's your question. Which is the odd one out? Walking, swimming, or running?
Hmm. What is the odd one out?
I would say...
Swimming,
I would
right?
say swimming.
Or you could say walking. Because when you're running or swimming, you use, like, your arms as well. Whereas when you're walking, you should just have them by your side.
Well, that's a very complicated question. How are you supposed to answer that at that age? Here's the answer.
Swimming.
Yeah, she's right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the other two, you're on your feet, aren't you?
Of course you are.
You're floating,
yes.
Right? And the prize you won for the chuckle truck is... It's a telescope.
Oh,
right. Hey, and not only that, of course, we won a coconut.
Yeah. Wow, she walks away with a telescope and a coconut.
Yeah. Big news.
Swimming was the correct answer. We were right, Chris.
Also, in the crowd, my job in all this, I was in the crowd. I was told to go, yeah, you know, every time something happened.
Yeah!
So it doesn't matter if we were winning, losing. We had to cheer every time on demand. Yeah. And there was like a lady on the side, and she just, whenever she did this hand movement, I had to cheer. That was my job.
That's a bit like the sign for...
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what you're doing now, was she actually doing
like,
that?
Every time she went, you had to cheer.
I like her style. She's my new favourite.
The Chuckle Brothers were quality, bashing out all the catchphrases. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, and to me, to you, were said every 20 seconds or so. The prizes were a bit lame, but at the time seemed pretty cool. Things like telescopes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's proper 90s.
It is.
You don't really get prizes on game shows now, do you?
You still do astronomy. What about, like, Stargazing Live and stuff last week?
Do you have a telescope?
You have one, don't you, Scott?
Might do.
Do you...
What did you use yours for? didn't you used to use it for spying on your neighbours or something?
No, that's wrong.
I'm sure you... No, but you talked about it on the show before, about how you got it, just so that you could see what they were up to.
It just happened to be pointing in the direction of their house, that's all.
Is that what you told the police?
That's what I told the nation, Chris.
It was a quality day, and I'm pleased to say we wrote the wrongs of the disappointing experience of Get Your Own Back, with my school smashing the other school in a game of To Me To You. It was a great day. I swear kids' TV has gone downhill from those days. Shows like Funhouse, Finders Keepers, How To, Get Your Own Back, 50-50, and To Me To You were all quality. If I was Prime Minister, I would bring back Otis the Aardvark. And even though at the time I used to think assemblies were a bit long, I miss those as well. I'm proud to be a child of the 90s.
I'd quite like to have an assembly. Would you like to?
Yeah.
Because I've not had one for years, and you say that you miss them. Yeah. Quite cool. We could all just sit on the floor. I could plait your hair, Becky. I'd quite like to have a harvest festival.
Yes.
Would you? Shall I bring in some cans from the back of the cupboard that are almost out of date?
If you could, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll send them somewhere. Where do they go?
Old people and stuff.
Do they?
No, they don't. They go to Africa.
That's what I was told, Africa.
Oh, that's weird, because in Somerset, we just gave ours to the old people.
I did used to think, do they really...
Because then the old people used to come in and say thank you, and then we used to make cakes and stuff. Did you never get Africans coming back to say thanks?
No, yeah, thanks for the butter beans.
Probably because they were also annoyed they didn't have a tin opener.
They got a lot of cans of cheesy beans one year.
That's another story, isn't it?
Yeah.
More Tap End on Thursday.